South 1310, and we welcome our guest, C. Reggie Rogers.
Man, I'm doing great, great. God bless you. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing great myself. Let's talk about prayer to prayer. Prayer, the word says pray and not cease. Prayer to prayer. What's that all about?
Well, prayer to prayer actually deals with the duplicity of us as individuals. It deals with the dual persona that every one of us must contend with, those two voices that are inside of us, always fighting to get our attention. And so this is something that all of us have to contend with on a day-to-day basis. So really, the book deals with taking you from the playing side to the praying side. Hence, we have the title, Prayer to Prayer.
What inspired you to write a book like this?
Well, I felt, you know, that there was a great need in terms of, according to the scripture in Revelation 12, it talks about people overcoming. There's two ways we overcome, one by the blood of the Lamb, and two by the words of our testimony. And we know that without the shedding of the blood, there can be no remission for sin. And then we also know that the wages of sin is death. So my inspiration for writing it was basically getting people to a level of understanding from the standpoint of all of us. Nobody is exempt. All of us must deal with that playing side. As the Apostle Paul says, you know, every time I want to do right, evil is always present with me. And he said, I know that nothing good lives in me. He said, that's in my sinful nature. So I wanted to be as candid and as forthright as I possibly could be in terms of just laying it on the line and keeping it real so that those who sit in church every Sunday, those who are in the body of Christ, would get a level of understanding that they're not the only ones dealing with those issues, because sometimes they look around in church and it appears as if, you know, we have it right. We got it going on and we're doing everything correct. And so those who realize that they have some real intrinsic struggles that they're dealing with, it seems like they become a misfit in their mind. So I wanted them to know that from a pastoral standpoint, as a pastor, as a preacher, they're not the only ones that's dealing with those struggles. I, too, deal with those struggles. And if all of us would keep it real, we would have to conclude or deduce that we, too, deal with struggles.
How important is it to have a real prayer time?
Well, I think prayer is definitely a vital component in terms of our Christian walk. You know, the old folks used to say prayer is the key. But I still believe that prayer is the key because, you know, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Another translation says that the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So prayer is definitely a key component. I think that when we understand the position of prayer, the posture of prayer, the place of prayer, then we can find ourselves in a position to prevail and overtake and really take back everything the enemy has stolen from us.
Who are you trying to reach with this book?
Well, in all honesty, man, I think everyone can see something in themselves in this book. Whether you're a youth, I deal with being in high school, learning to really get to a point where I started to, if you would, smell myself, because I started to come to my own, in my own way. So youth can really glean from it. Young adults can glean from it. Men as a whole can glean from it, because there are a lot of issues and vices that I dealt with personally that the majority of men can see themselves as well. But then women can see traits and learn traits, you know, how one to stay away from a player, how to discover if they're dealing with a player. And so I think this book has the potential to reach any and everybody, and that's how I tried to write it, because I wrote it really just using common everyday language. I wasn't trying to be so deep, but I wanted anyone that could pick this book up to read that they would be able to get a message from it.
So there's no particular person that you're trying to target with this book?
let me just say, let me answer that by this. When we put the factoid sheet together for it, you know, we did do factoids, and we came up with age ranges and all that. But now, since I've been promoting the book, it seems or it appears that we're getting people from all age groups. In fact, I was just in Denver this past weekend, and there was a young girl. I would say she was about 12 years old, and she says, You've got four other brothers. And I said, yeah, how do you know? She says, I read your book, and it was excellent. I can tell you all about the book. And this was a 12-year-old girl telling me this. And then her mother kind of interrupted and said how the book had blessed her. So that's why I'm saying to you, according to the factoid, see, we were going after men initially. But I think it's touching everyone in all sectors and layers of life.